and I'm back from California and my drinking at the brewery. And Nick has been sipping on a little bourbon this past week. We get into some of those great events happening with FOBAB happening in 2 weeks, so get ready for that. All that more on this week's episode. What'd we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And if this is your first time listening to Chicago Beer Pass, welcome to the show. Or should I say cheers? Thanks for joining us. What we do on Chicago Beer Pass is we drink beer, talk about drinking beer, recap our adventures in drinking beer.
Yeah, right.
And every week we're trying to drink like local beer. Sometimes we venture into, you know, maybe Madison or Munster, things like that. But, you know, we try to keep it Chicago, Illinois focused.
Right on.
This time we got the Buckle Down Painted Turtle.
Yeah, man, this is a session ale from Buckle Down out in Lyons. Now, the first time I had their beer was at Haymarket. You know, I've seen the yep. Haymarket crew kind of wear Buckle Down work shirts.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like...
It seemed like they're good friends with them.
Yeah, very good friends with them. This is 4.6%. It's a session pale. It's good stuff, man. It's light. It's balanced.
Uh-huh.
And
I think Beer Advocate listed as a extra pale ale. And then I had to look up the difference between a pale ale and an extra pale ale. I think an extra pale ale from what... I was able to find just as like a more hop forward pale ale.
Okay. So like super light body than just like a ton of hops.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my understanding of it. It was kind of vague. And this being a session pale ale throws like another wrench into the mix too. Cause it's like, oh, this is low alcohol, but a lot of flavor.
Yeah. And I think that I like that they're using, cause you know, you can have a lot of hops and have it be like a big, heavy, bitter hot profile that kind of just lingers on the tongue. This is like those very floral, you know, aromatic, really light, like fruity hops.
Yeah.
It's instead of like the bitter hops.
Yeah, I like it. And I've just been seeing Buckle Down cans pop up like just in the last like couple weeks, month maybe.
What is this, like six packs, four packs?
Yeah, six packs. And then their Belt and Suspender IPA I picked up last night too. We might have that next week. We'll see. if I don't drink them all.
The shell on the Painted Turtle on the can is like a hop. It's in the shape of a hop. It's got the it's got the characteristics of a hop.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So we'll sip on these. Probably open up the other ones too, because it's a session beer meant to have many of them, right?
True indeed.
But let's jump into this past week and chat about what we did.
Right on.
So I was out of town once again.
That's your MO lately, man.
I didn't go to anything because I was out of town.
Show's over.
That's it. But I did go to two breweries while I was out there. One, the brewery.
You went to the brewery.
The brewery.
Right on.
They had...
The Family Rue, I think they are.
The Family Rue, yeah. So they have expanded so much since I've been out there. It was for the Craft Brewers Conference when it was in San Diego.
Okay.
It was the last time I was out there. So
oh, wow.
Long time ago. And it's just... massive now. Like they said, they rent out the entire industrial park, the complex there, except for one Jazzercise company that's right in the middle, like in the corner.
That's
like this
funny.
Thing wraps around the parking lot.
Yeah,
Jazzercise right in the middle. they won't leave. They're like, we're just waiting for them to leave, and then we're gonna get that too.
That's crazy.
They had so many beers on. Of course, Black Tuesday was on, and the Mocha Wednesday, and See You Next Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like all variants of, like, I believe Black Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's like, just all different variants of Tuesday, and then they're all different days of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a taster, a flight of one of the series, not the Black Tuesday series, the other series. And then... a buddy who used to live here, Joel from Craft Beer Compass.
Yeah.
He's Craft Beer Compass on Twitter, right?
Yep.
He came up and recognized me and was like, hey.
There you go.
You need any other beers? I was like, well, I have a lot, but I didn't try this one. And so then he brought a few out for us to try. And, you know, that was super nice of him. Like, that was, yeah, they're tasters. And it's great to just, like, I just need a taste of Black Tuesday. I don't need a full pint or a snifter or anything.
Right. He's a cool cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into him in Denver, man. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, super nice guy. So, yeah, it seems like he likes it out there a lot. How do you not like
– What's not to love? You live in you live in Southern California and you work for the brewery, like one of the best breweries on the country.
Yeah.
On the country.
That's pretty nice, yeah. Then we took a quick little Lyft ride over to Bottle Logic.
Bottle Logic. Is that another brewery?
Yeah, so it's another brewery. I only know about them the couple times I've been to Anaheim and have checked them out. They're like a small little brew pub out there, but they do have packaged beers in the stores and you can buy there. But really nice beers. You can hang out outside. There's a food truck there, of course, because it's California.
Right.
Every place that doesn't have food has a food truck outside.
They're cooking on the truck in most cases in Cali, too.
Oh, of course, yeah. So that was really nice. And talked to a bunch of beer people from California. They're like a biker gang. They bike to a new brewery every week, like a different one or just one of the same ones, like not like motorcycle.
Bicycle. Like Sons of Anarchy.
I was like hyping it up. No, it's just like a bicycle group. Right.
It'd be cool if they were on like Harleys, you know, and they were like at war with the Niners, like on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, no, they just ride their like single speeds around California and go to a brewery every week and get together and drink. But I asked them about the Golden Road buyout. And just like, oh, what did I thought? Because we were talking about Goose Island and all that. I was like, oh, what about Golden Road? And they're like, no one drank Golden Road out there. Like, it wasn't thought of as a craft brewery, I guess.
I hear that.
They were in places, like, they were in, like, the CVS's and the bars that, like, craft beer people don't necessarily go to.
Right.
And they were like, oh, they were building it up, like, expanding very fast, getting into these places that no one cared about, and it was just kind of the writing on the wall, like, oh, of course you want to like sell to someone big.
Yeah, I know one of the reasons they got picked up, and we talked about it, was that they were like, they had these very light, approachable styles, and they were in cans.
Yeah,
so it sounds like they were just kind of like a, like you said, just like a gateway drug, like an alternative to Budweiser.
Yeah, they said, they're like, none of their beers are bad. Like, they're all fine, and they will pick them up on occasion, but there's not like, oh, man, you got to try that Golden Road beer.
Right.
It's not like even Goose Island or Elysian. People go nuts for some Elysian beers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because those breweries do dive a little deeper. They have approachable stuff, but then they go weird and in different directions. Like, they have a lot of different styles.
So that was cool talking to them, just hearing how, like, oh, how'd this like area think of this merger? And they like, we don't think about it.
That's interesting. Okay.
So that was a fun trip. That was most of my drinking was done on that single day. And then those two breweries.
Yeah. Very cool. That's a good trip.
Yeah, not bad.
You're out of town like every week, man.
I think I'm here now for the rest of the year. I know it's like 2 months, but I think I'm here. Yeah. No trips planned right now.
Right on.
But how about yourself? What have you been up to this week?
I made it to a couple of events. The first one was I went to Miller Coors, the headquarters, right downtown, hung out with Lisa. We had one of our podcasts there.
Yeah.
And they have a annual homebrew competition. So they call a couple people out, and then you get to taste all the different divisions at Miller Coors. They all make a homebrew, and then they have like a little festival, and you get to taste it. The winner gets to keep a cup. A trophy that kind of that you can sip out of. It's kind of like their play on the Stanley Cup. Like, you know, the winning team, their name goes on it forever.
Oh wow!
And then you keep it for a year until the next team wins it. That kind of thing.
That's awesome.
It was cool, man. There was a Michael Burke from Burke Beverage Distribution down in the Southwest Burbs. I think Buckle Down, Empirical Revolution, they're all on his brand. Carl Clockers from Guys Drinking Beer. He's also at Time Out Chicago.
Yeah.
And there was a couple other guys that I didn't know. There were some Miller Coors guys that I met that day that were there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any standout beers?
Man, there were a few beers that were really good, man. I think the People's Choice was a play on the Moscow Mule. It was like, it's called Ginger Mule.
Makes sense. And that was done like by,
yeah, for sure. It was like the marketing team or somebody that did that. And then we talked to them. They're like, yeah, man, I'm glad people liked it. We didn't know what we were doing, but we're glad it turned out great, you know? And then the popular vote got a pick, and then there were the judges' picks. So their picks were a little bit different from ours. Like Ginger Mule won the overall competition for them. And then on our side, there was a beer called Raspberry Beret, which was like a, it was a black ale with raspberry tea added. That was really good.
All right.
You know, they had like 10 or 12 beers. Some of them kind of tasted just like homebrew. Some of them said they were a stout, but it really just tasted like a Scotch ale, you know, or like a licorice. Like I don't know what this is. What is this, wine? Like, this tastes like a port wine. But I think the Raspberry Beret and then the Chipotle and Chill. Chipotle and Chill was an imperial smoked Chipotle porter.
Okay.
I think those were our top two picks.
Chipotle and Chill. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So those are the two, top two picks. Raspberry Beret won. So nice. That was pretty cool, man. Yeah. And get to hang out with Lisa a little bit.
Yeah.
And just party at that super cool Fred Nadol's pub.
Yeah.
So, dude, when you go to this place, so the reception is on the 15th floor, and then their bar is on 16. And then there's just this long, winding staircase that takes you up. But in the reception area on 15, the waiting area seats are seats from old stadiums. So, like, the old Coors Stadium seats, Texas Stadium down in Dallas or Irving.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And then there was one more. Oh, Old Comiskey Park.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got all these seats from old stadiums that you sit in while you're waiting, which is cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the atmosphere like there with the whole AB stuff in the air?
It was very festive.
Okay. All right. So they weren't bothering with it.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, and I wanted to ask about this a little bit more, but we didn't get a chance to. At the end of the day, they're gonna have to, if they merge, you know, they're gonna have to spin off like Miller or Coors. Like, you know, in America anyway.
Right. Coors will have to spin off. Yeah.
Yeah, Coors will have to spin off. So I wonder how that's gonna affect them. Because right now, the Miller Coors US headquarters is here.
Right.
So if Miller Coors splits, how does that affect that location?
Right. Coors would probably go back to Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Right. Yeah. I'd like to know more.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll find out sooner or later. It's bound to, all the details will come out.
Yeah. For sure.
Anything else you drink at or check out?
Went to one more event, man. The Four Roses guys were in town.
Oh, okay.
So there's this bourbon magazine. It's called Bourbon Advocate or something like that down in Tennessee. And then they have this list of the top 75 whiskey bars in the country. And there's this hotel downtown across street from Rock Bottom Chicago, actually, right on State, Hotel Palomar, that has a kitchen in it called Sable. It's a Sable bar. And that bar is on this list. So Lamin & Eagle and Sable were the two Chicago stops. Oh, so they threw a party to celebrate this. And then they invited Four Roses out.
Four Roses is pretty solid.
Pretty solid offering, man. And then a conversation happened, and then they said, well, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, well, I'm working until 4. They're like, at 4:30, come to this. And I'm like, all right, cool. It's right downtown. And then so they had it was basically they have a book called The Legend of Four Roses. I didn't know that Four Roses was 132 years old. Mm-mm. And like they in the 1930s, they got sold to like Seagram's. And then Seagram's basically made it an export brand.
Okay.
For like 30, 40 years. So there's this guy, he's their ambassador, Al Young. He wrote this book called The Legend of Four Roses. And he's doing like this two-hour presentation because like they're actually owned right now by Kering Brewing, which is like the Japanese brewery.
Yeah, okay.
And Kering, so, yeah. So their master distiller, no, actually he's the manager. The manager of the distillery for 49 years created this presentation for the Japanese guys. So they can understand the whole product, the whole setup. So he gave that presentation to like a room full of industry, like bartenders.
Yeah.
Like a Friday night. And that's what this was. And you got to sample out all their bourbons. So there's the yellow label, which is like their introductory one. It's like $20.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's a single barrel, there's small batch, and then there's a limited edition one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what I learned from them is that they don't use most, like even in the Grit and Grain movie, they talk about how these rick houses are like 6-7 stories high. And he's like, dude, when you get that high up, you're looking at 130 degrees up there in the summer if you don't temp control it, and most people don't.
Right. So the heat rises.
Yeah, heat keeps rising. And you got all these vapors from all this booze. And he's like, dude, there's no way you can work up there. So we just keep ours at two racks.
Oh, so how's And how they're doing that? Did you
exactly.
ask?
Yeah. So he's like, what we do is we try to focus on having different yeast strains. So they've got five recipes that include like five different yeast strains and two different mash bills, and then they mix and match and use that to like create unique recipes, as opposed to having all these different, you know, variations of the aging process because of basically temperature.
Okay.
Right. So that was actually pretty cool.
Neat.
Yeah. So that was an awesome event, man. And we got to try all four bourbons. I have one if you want to try it. I know.
Oh, you have one of the bourbons?
Yeah, I got a little sample of it. It's the small batch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel like I've had the single barrel.
Yeah, single barrel is a good introductory point. I actually didn't like it until I went and had the other three and came back to it. The biggest difference is the proof. So the yellow label is 80 proof, and then it goes up to 90 proof, then 100 proof, and then this limited is like 110, which is kind of like barrel strength at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. When that came back to the yellow, and then you could really pick up what they were trying to put down.
That's cool.
Can't believe I just said that. it was righteous, man. It was a good party.
Yeah, I know you mentioned the Grit and Grain series. I feel like if you want to know anything about bourbon, I finally caught up. I think the one came out on Friday when I was leaving, so yeah. I like put them all on my phone with the YouTube Red thing, and I like saved them local.
Yeah.
And I watched them on the plane, so I'm all caught up except for the newest one. And I think the favorite one is the wood makers, like the part three, like the loggers.
That's the one where you're really exposed to something you've never really just seen on film.
Yeah. Talking about the white oak and like cutting it down and what goes into like keeping it growing and, you know,
the different rings and how you have to, you know, you have to moisturize it just a little bit so that this sort doesn't break.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a good doc.
Yeah, it's really good. I think I got to watch the seventh part that came out this past week or last week, and then there should be eight and nine, right? There's nine parts?
Yeah, the nine one comes out Black Friday.
Okay.
That week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they lined that up perfect then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right? It's like they did some sort of marketing
plan. Yeah, it's like marketing has something to do with this.
Cool. Definitely check that out. Yeah. And yeah, give Four Roses a try. I think they're definitely good. Killer.
Good stuff, man. We're talking about going down there like in January.
Oh, really?
Just like a two-day split. I mean, like a two-day, like...
bourbon crawl kind of thing? Okay. Yeah. Nice. Well, that's, I think, everything we made it to this past week, right?
Yeah.
Let's dive into some of these events happening this week.
Let's do it, man. Thursday, November 12th. You good with that?
Yeah, let's start there. So, yeah, this episode comes out on Wednesday, so you got a day to get ready.
Sounds good. So the Neocade is coming up. So the Neo Futurist is a play on a play collective on the North Side. They have the longest running play in Chicago. Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. Mm-hmm. Every year they do a fundraiser at the Neo Futurium, their building where they host the shows. This year's theme is arcade. It's going to be a gala with games. It's a video game arcade gallery. It's a $75 ticket for VIP, $40 for general admission, and then they do a ton of cool stuff. There'll be pizza, there'll be bourbon, and then you usually get to bid on really cool items, and then they'll give you a sneak preview of whatever the latest play is that day. So you go into the reception area and party down, and then you go to the actual theater and see a play.
Oh, cool.
And it's all to raise money. It's like a silent auction. It's probably not going to be silent because those guys are pretty wild.
I'm sure. Yeah. And with the arcade games going on, and it's be loud.
Yeah. So that's a Friday. That's Thursday, 7 p.m.
Cool.
Yeah.
Also happening Thursday is the Shiner Wicked Ram IPA official launch.
Okay. Shiner, like Shiner Bock, like Texas?
Shiner Bock, Texas company.
Right.
This is over at Stanley's Kitchen and Tap at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And, they're just going to be trying this new Shiner beer, the Wicked Ram IPA. It's a medium body IPA that is around, 6% and 55 IBUs. So it uses Crystal, Bravo, and Centennial hops. Mm-hmm. And I think it says the first IPA ever in Shiner's history in 160 years.
Shiner's getting down with the IPA game. I lived in Texas for 4 years, and that's basically that's all you drink. Yeah, Shiner Bock. Yeah.
But that's crazy that after 106 years, they're like, all right, it's time for us to do IPA.
Yeah, they're like a hardcore, German-inspired company. Yeah, we'll do the black lager, we'll do the wheat beer.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to making the regular Bock.
Were they seeing, in Texas, these other breweries starting to pop up that were making IPAs? And No, we got to do that.
I think so, man. Because you even got cats like Guinness making an IPA now.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. Now it's
if Guinness is making an IPA, it's over.
Yeah. Somebody showed up in the meeting and was like, "You see what Guinness is doing? Why are we not doing that?"
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anybody.
If Guinness can do it, we can do it, guys. Come on. That's cool. Check that out. Stanley's Kitchen. Yeah. I've never been there.
That's a cool place, man. It's by North and LaSalle, like Old Town. It's near Old Town.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an official Blackhawks bar. That's a cool bar.
All right. Yeah. Anything else on Thursday? Or?
That's all I got on Thursday. Should we go into Friday?
Sounds good.
Friday is the barrel-aged Hunter release at 18th Street Brewery. Okay. That's going to be at 9 a.m. So this is a 3-bottle limit. It's $25 a bottle. So Hunter's their flagship Imperial Milk Stout. Okay. And this is the 6th of 8 varieties that they're going to have. You know, in the past they've had a vanilla and cherry and like mint and all these kind of different flavors. This will be the barrel aged version.
Oh, cool.
So this is the Flock Black Friday event.
Okay.
Which is cool. Yeah.
I saw on Twitter Four Hands does a similar like milk stout pack.
Yeah.
Where they do like 4 different milk variations on their milk stout.
Yeah, it seems like a very versatile style. You know, you can throw peppers in it. You know, you can hit it with all these different flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That on its own is pretty good. It's like an 8% milk stout. It's big, fluffy, sweet. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't had a milk stout in a while, I guess. It hasn't been the season.
Yeah.
I've been drinking session pale ale. So.
Yeah, these are going down smooth, man. So that's Friday. Another event Friday, the good folks at the Goose Island Beer Company.
Okay.
They're hosting their first ever Rare Day. Well, Rare's only come out twice. This is the first time was 2010, the original Rare. That was 23-year Pappy Van Winkle barrels.
Right.
This year is the 35-year-old Heaven Hill barrels.
Okay.
And instead of 1 year like they do all the other variants, including the original, this is 2 years in a barrel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the last one, the first Rare was 5 years in a barrel or something, right?
It was 2.
It was 2 also?
Yeah,
it was 2. Okay. So this Rare Day, you're also going to be able to buy it on Black Friday, right?
Right. So the nationwide release, and I should say, their rollout includes 8 cities this year. Last year it was like 4 cities.
Okay.
Yeah, so in those 8 cities, you'll have the chance to buy it on Black Friday.
You'll have the chance.
You have the chance to buy it, yeah, because you're like, you got to show up on Thanksgiving night
to
nowadays to get it.
Sorry, family, I got to get some Goose Island Rare here.
You know? Yeah, so you're going to get a chance to buy this, what, like 13 days before it comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a $40 ticket. All the tickets are gone. But this is going to be a good time because what they're going to do is they're going to shuttle folks from the Fulton facility to pick up their bottles, and then they're going to send them via a shuttle to the bigger barrel warehouse, and that's where the actual event's going
to
be.
Okay, so you have to go to Fulton to buy your beer, and then you go to...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we talked about that, the movie, the Grit and Grain movie.
Yeah.
There's a band that's a local band that plays throughout it. So, that band's going to be performing, and then they'll have, like, all these beers on tap, and it'll be, like, this experience where you can talk to the brewers. And it's kind of like their version of, you know, just a special bottle release, just like Darkness or Dark Lord Day or any of those kind of events.
So, can anyone go to the barrel warehouse thing, or is that?
No, this is all ticketed.
Okay.
This is all ticketed. There are 2 sessions. Yeah, and I believe all the tickets are gone. But if you got someone, you know, and some of these second tier, you know, resale spots, we'll just call them that. They might not be able to go, and they might sell you a ticket. So
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you'll be able to buy some Rare before everyone else. Same price.
Yeah, this is a very stiff price point. It's in the past they were all bombers. Now they got this new VGA partners to set them up with these new really handsome bottles. But it's not the bomber. It's not a 22-ounce. It's a 500-milliliter, which comes out to 16.9 ounces.
Yeah.
So basically a pint.
Right.
A little over a pint, and you're looking at like a $60 price point.
Whew, okay.
Yeah. So.
It's a little steep for a single bottle.
A little bit.
I guess it's probably share with 2 people, maybe 3. All right.
Yeah.
I guess I got to get hunting for a ticket then, huh?
Let's see what we can do, man.
I'll just sneak in.
Just crash.
How many people are just gonna like show up there?
Yeah.
Being like, oh, try to get in.
Yeah, I hope they learn their lesson. Well, because remember when the 25th anniversary party was a block party,
mm-hmm.
and they were pouring the original Rare, and the line just got. It was the middle of like it was May. It was hot out. People got really excited, and then they started to like move the barricades so that they could, you know, make the Rare line longer and bigger than the other lines.
Yeah.
And then they went and called extra security, and extra security straightened it right out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, hopefully these people that got a ticket, it's all pretty organized. I'm sure you just wait in line, buy your beer, hop on the bus, and yeah, move on. So.
All right. Five varieties coming out this year. I'm excited about the one. It's I think it's called Regal Rye. So it's a rye barrel, and then they put basically like bourbon soak, cherries in it, and like sea salt.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm That's excited fun. About that one. That's like Sounds the new one.
But you got a chance to try them all.
We tried them all, but to be honest, like once you get to like the third or fourth variety, like your tongue, your palate is kind of dead.
Okay.
So you couldn't really dive into it like you wanted to. Coffee and rare were the ones I just kind of stuck with. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to like trying them, the other ones.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, so be on the lookout for people that might want to share some rare with you.
Yeah.
This coming weekend.
Yeah, right? For sure. Yeah. So that is Friday.
Nice. What about Saturday?
Saturday, the 14th, is the Bridgeport Beef, which is a Lumpen Radio benefit. So this is from 3 to 5, and Lumpen is the radio leg of Maria's and the Cove Prosperity Sphere. That's all the same crew. So they're doing basically, it looks like a beef battle. They're going to have 8 local beefs. They're going to have celebrity judges. It is they're saying Bridgeport is the birthplace of Italian beef. So they're going to have a best of Italian beef contest and a live broadcast. This is a $35 ticket. So you want to go down there and go to an Italian beef festival. That'll raise money for the radio station. There it is.
Do you have a favorite Italian beef spot in the city at all?
No, but you know what I do like is the at Vito's and Nick's. It's a pizzeria like on like 75th and Cicero.
Okay.
They do a really good Italian beef pizza.
Oh,
yeah, okay. They make their own Italian beef. I like that. But no, downtown, I don't really have a favorite, no.
Okay. That was like Mr. Beef.
Mr. Beef. It's a great Beef name. Web,
yeah.
Great like name. That right on Orleans over there.
Not a big Al's Beef fan.
Not a big Al's Beef fan. And you know, I don't like it dipped.
Oh, see, I don't mind it dipped or wet.
Wet. Yeah.
But Al's they do like a shredded kind of beef.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Definitely like the thin slice. I definitely like a little pepper on it.
Yeah.
And you know, they're out of control with the dip. Kind of like the Dunkin' Donuts people, they're out of control. You get cream and sugar, they give you way too much.
They give you a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that with the dip. I just want a little dip on the side. I'll dip it myself.
All right.
Where did that voice go from?
Nick doesn't want a dip. You know, guys.
I don't want the goddamn dip. No.
All right, Italian beef off.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Birthplace. I didn't know that. I knew it was a Chicago thing because you go anywhere else, they're like, what's an Italian beef?
Exactly. Like, or you get one and it's way too thick. Like the slices are too thick.
Yeah.
It's got to be thin. It's
like, this is, I don't want a sandwich here.
Yeah, I want Italian beef. what is this?
I like the combo. That's always.
Combos are fun when you get like a brat or like an Italian sausage.
With Italian.
Man.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry.
You're winning when you get one of those, man. That's like, you know, if you're tailgating, that's what you put one of those together.
Somebody's going to come in this competition with a combo. They're like the Bourbon County style, like, hey, or just try this beer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best one because it's got everything we like.
What the fuck?
It's like, this one's got a hot dog, too.
For sure, man.
All right, so that's Saturday.
Yeah, that's Saturday. I've got one event on Sunday.
Okay.
It's a doozy, man. The Map Room's 23rd anniversary.
Wow. They've been around for 23 years.
23 years. This is definitely on the short list of like one of the must go to bars if you're in town for a couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the 20 year, got there like 11 a.m. and like they had vanilla barrel aged dark lord on.
Okay.
Yeah. They tap something different every hour, like all day.
Cool.
And you just see everybody come in and out all day. It's really cool, low key affair. Yeah, they're not even listing the tap list. So this
they don't want the lines. That's not Map Room's thing. They don't want a line of people out there. They want it's kind of locals and then people like who want to see the place.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be all day Sunday the 15th at Map Room.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
And then Monday, Maeve sent me this event that she came across. It's by the Safe Humane Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting on an event at Revolutions Brewing Brewers Lounge. So that upstairs at the Milwaukee Brew Pub.
Yeah.
This is a $32 event. It's a charity event, and it's for Safe Humane Chicago, who raises funds for animals in need. They just do a lot of outreach for anti-animal violence stuff, sure. Like people who maybe are in court and, like, you know, just pro-animal things. It's definitely a good cause. You'll get 2 full hours of Revolution beer, vegetarian-friendly appetizers, because, you know, it is an animal event.
I love it.
And there'll be a raffle as well. So $30, $40, $40 at the door, so $30 if you get them ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's good choice. It's basically, you know, end of the year, you're looking to give money to the charities. And you can drink, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pro.
Twist my arm, why don't you?
I'm pro drinking for a cause.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better.
Yeah, and I know people are really attached to their animals. Yeah. I mean, I had a cat growing up, but I had a dog that chewed up my shoes, so I got over the whole animal thing. But I get it.
I got a couple cats; they're pretty good.
There you go. Yeah.
So check this out if you can, or you know, at least donate to them because they're doing some good stuff.
Very cool.
Anything else on the calendar?
That's it for the calendar.
All right. Well, always like to close out Chicago Beer Pass with some beer news. Drinking related hot topics.
All right, so here we go, man. The good folks at Founders Brewing up in Grand Rapids, they are announcing the 14th entry to their Backstage series.
Okay.
That's their bomber limited release series. This one's called Project Pam. Project Pam is a black IPA and maple syrup bourbon barrels.
So
it sounds like those barrels that they might get a hold of to do like a KBS and CBS, sounds like they're getting a hold of one and throwing an IPA in there.
Right.
A black IPA.
Right. Or these are bourbon, they were used for bourbon, then maple syrup went into them, and then they're, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Neat.
Yeah. Number 14 already on this series.
Wow. I don't even know if I've had that many of the series.
I definitely have not had them all. But. Blushing Monk is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Three Floyds, they are releasing a limited edition Gumball Head Bomber. So Gumball Head usually comes in 6-packs.
Yeah.
Gumball Head's their flagship beer. And, you know, you go to a place like Italy and Gumball Head, a 6-pack costs you like $14.
Sure.
You know, but they're doing a limited run at their kiosk at the pub. It's actually $3.25 for a bomber.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can get a whole case for $39.
Why?
No clue. No clue. I think they just want to, you know. Like, hey, we know it's hard to get. We know it's a little expensive when you go out. You make a trip out here, we'll make it worth your while. We'll give you bombers for a reduced price. Yeah, just as a way of saying, hey, you know, we might like you sometimes.
I guess that's cool. I feel like one of the benefits, though, of Gumball Head is that it's 6-packs. It's an easy drinking beer because now you got 2 pours out of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is fine because there's a good chance you probably are sharing with somebody.
Yeah.
But. I don't know. It's the ease and convenience of those 6-packs that kind of make
it a fun beer.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, because it is it's their top selling beer for sure. Uh-huh. And but it's technically like a red wheat ale.
Yeah.
I mean, but they love hops, so it kind of feels like a wheat IPA. But it's a wheat ale. You'd prefer 6 of them. They're giving you a chance to get a bomb if you want.
$3.25. That's pretty fantastic.
It's not bad.
When is this? No date yet.
No date. They're just they're saying, hey, come out and get them at the pub. So they have a to-go window.
Yeah.
It's just for to-go sales.
So that's happening now?
It's happening right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'll probably be gone by when the show ends.
Yeah, knowing Three Floyds. Like, you know, we just really wanted to sell a bunch of beer real fast.
Right.
And this was the best way to do it.
Yeah. One more bit of news. Sierra Nevada's beer camp is going to run again. So last year, this was a huge party. They call it the world's largest, no, the America's largest beer celebration. They went to like 14 cities, and they had this really cool 24-pack, and they just collaborated with 24 different brewers. This year, they're consolidating it, so they're brewing right now.
Yeah.
And the cities have been announced, but the cities for the actual events are yet to be determined. So instead of doing like a you know, like 24 different breweries, they just bunch breweries into regions. So there'll be 6 regions. So you get, you know, some less breweries. And then they're not telling you where the party's going to be just yet. But we do have a list of the breweries they picked for the Midwest region.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like August Schnell, which is
Who?
Yeah, August Schnell.
don't know.
Never heard of Chanel? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's August Chanel.
Okay.
Yeah. Dark Horse.
Okay.
All right. Sun King.
All right.
Perennial, St. Louis. And Half Acre.
All right. Yeah. I was gonna say, where's our rep?
Yeah, because last year Floyd's was on there.
Yeah.
That was a local one. Yeah. So this party last year for the Midwest was at Navy Pier.
Okay.
Actually, the first beer event I've ever been to at Navy Pier, I think, was that thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first beer event I've been there was Beer Fest back in the day.
Beer Fest.
When Beer Fest.
The movie or?
Yeah, no. It was based on the movie. No, it was pre-movie called Beer Fest.
It was called Beer Fest?
Yeah.
It's a weird venue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious to know where this will be this year. It's cool that they're doing Sun King and Perennial and Half Acre.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year they did regionally they did like Bell's and Founders and Three Floyds.
Okay.
You know, so they're diving a little bit deeper.
Cool. All right. We'll have to keep an eye out when this is actually happening. So kind of check it out and let everyone know who's listening, watching even, when this is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I
didn't even see it.
If you're a listener of the podcast, we do have a video version now on the website. So definitely check that out. But that's going to do it for this week's episode, right? Anything else to chat about here? We're finishing up our session, Pale Ales.
Phobabs coming up soon.
Wait, 3 weeks?
No.
2 weeks?
Next week.
Two and a half?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, weekend before Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Phobabs next weekend. Festival of Wooden Barrel Aged Beers. This ought to be like the 13th one.
Yeah. Geez. Okay.
Yeah. Two sessions. I believe they say the 19th, the 20th.
Okay.
2 days, 3 sessions.
Nice. And are you gone next week?
I'm out next week.
So we're not going to have a show before Phobab.
No, I'm doing, I'm actually going to Ireland.
Oh, okay.
I'm crossing the pond, man.
In your Jamaican accent.
I need to work on my accents. Yeah. I'm crossing the pond. I'm going to Ireland for 4 days with Guinness.
Okay.
So, I'm excited. I've actually never left the country. I've been to Tijuana, Mexico. That doesn't count, I don't think. I've actually never left, like, the continental U.S.
Okay.
I mean, you know, North America.
All right. You got your passport.
Got the passport. Got it expedited. I'm ready to rock. I was looking at the list of people, and, like, it's a weird list. Not weird, just different. So, like, on the Budweiser thing, they're really pulling in a lot of lifestyle folks.
Yeah.
So, like, this list, for example, includes, like, Men's Journal. And Playboy, and like just like non-beer folks. The Beer Wench is going to be there.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
And I don't know the Beer Wench personally, but I've watched her on the Hopcast, so I know of her.
All right.
And then like everyone.
You know, drop my name. You know, like, I do a show for Brad. Yeah.
So it ought to be a good time. There's a couple other folks that I haven't met that I'm worried about, like Thomas Aselli. I know he did a book called The Audacity of Hops. And then Josh Bernstein. Like these are all like either East or West Coast folks.
And you're repping Chicago alone?
I'm gonna wave the flag, man.
All right.
So we'll see. It should be a good time. 4 days in Guinness. Guinness has 5 breweries in Dublin. And then they have their own barley farm. And then we're just going to party down.
Cool.
It's going to be good.
So no show next week.
No.
We'll come back after Phobab, let you know how that went.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if you want to keep up on your Guinness drinking and your Ireland trip, how can they find you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Like I said, I have been posting more there. So yeah,
there we go.
Been a little more active there. So it's worth following now.
Indeed.
But I think our Facebook page is probably the most active when we're not doing the show.
Yes.
And that's at /Chicago Beer Pass. What are we sharing? Events there? We post photos of things we make it to.
Yeah, we're probably going to load it with photos this week. Yeah, because I got a layover in Brooklyn. So I'm going to be in Brooklyn for like a day and a half. So I'm going to hit the brewery.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
So hit up Chicago Beer Pass on Facebook there to see some of those photos if you're not following either of us on Twitter. And then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. There's the video version, there's the SoundCloud version, there's a link to Stitcher, iTunes, all that stuff. Any way you want to listen to it, it's there. And leave us a review if you subscribe on iTunes, because that's always fantastic. Even if you don't even have to write anything, just like click that 5-star if you think we're worthy. I think we do a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Probably worth at least four.
We roll hard.
Yeah.
Just click all five.
Just click five, yeah. So do that. That'll do it for episode 102 of Chicago Beer Pass.
Yeah, buddy.
Take care.
Cheers.